The skylarks are singing their hearts out as we cross a meadow surrounded on all sides by dense forest. Every now and then, we come across ruined farm buildings. We're looking out for one of Chernobyl's most charismatic inhabitants, the wild Przewalski's horse. A heavy-built species that lives in big family groups, in theory, they should be easy to spot. But not today. Our guide, biologist Serhii Paskevich, gets out his phone, hoping for some reception. Motion-triggered photo traps dotted around the exclusion zone help to keep track of wildlife movements. Just a few kilometres from where we're standing, his cameras pick up a wolf ambling past, apparently in no hurry. Outside the reserve, wolves spend most of the day in hiding. Here in Chernobyl, there are now very few humans to avoid. The wolf population here is now thought to be 7 times higher than before the catastrophe, but still, no sign of the horses. Serhii takes us to an abandoned barn. The ground has been dug up and the floor is littered with what looks like blonde hair.
That's from the horses' manes. They come in here to scratch themselves. They love to get a rub along the walls.
But that's not all they're looking for in here.
They smashed the wood barrels that were here and ate what was inside, as well as the earth floor underneath. That's how badly they needed the salt they could find here.
No one showed these horses how to do this. In the space of just a few decades, they've learned to make the most of the human-made landscape of abandoned villages, just as they've adapted to Chernobyl's forests, which are also nothing like their original habitat, the steppes of Central Asia. Worldwide, fewer than 2,000 Przewalski's horses remain. All belong to populations that have been semi-captive at some point. The Chernobyl herd now numbers over 100. Scientists brought them here in the 1990s, in the hope that they would keep the grass down and prevent wildfires from threatening what remains of the reactor. And while they've singularly failed with that task, their adaptation to Chernobyl offers biologists a rare opportunity to study behavioural evolution in action. It's time to check the radiation levels. After all, we're only 20 kilometres from the reactor.
The background radiation here is the same as in Kiev, where we are now. The radiation has migrated into deeper levels of the soil, but that reading doesn't mean it's safe here.
It's one thing visiting for a few hours, but how has the radiation affected the horses? Their diet consists of vegetation that grows on contaminated soils. Serhii has spent the past 20 years studying the effect of radiation as it passes through the ecosystem.
Of course, radiation builds up in the horses, but it's not fatal. Their internal cell processes are very strong. The amount of radiation these horses are exposed to isn't enough to affect their health or reproduction. At least I haven't seen any anomalies, any two-headed horses.
It's a conclusion shared by most international scientists. But what about his own health?
So far, everything's been fine.
We get a call from one of Serhii's colleagues. A family group has just been spotted grazing next to the main road leading to the power station. We jump into the car. And sure enough, there they are, no more than 100 metres from the road, under the gaze of an enthusiastic group of tourists. Some of the approximately 1,000 visitors who come to the Chernobyl zone every day. It seems they were hiding in plain sight all along. The male stands aside, watching us closely, while the females and last year's foals graze seemingly oblivious, their blonde manes flapping in the wind. They look very well fed. Serhii tells us that this year's foals have just been born in recent weeks, but for now, their mothers will be keeping a low profile in the forest. Since they were first introduced, the Chernobyl population of Przewalski's horses has already tripled in size. A group has even found its way across the border into the Belarusian part of the exclusion zone.
This is a very aggressive species. They can stand up for themselves. Wolves won't be able to catch a healthy horse. They're fast and they can defend themselves.
But what exactly will limit their further expansion? Will it be a lack of suitable habitat or competition between family groups? That's the subject of Serhii's next study. For now, faintly exasperated by our camera team, the herd trots off towards the forest. The forest that keeps on growing and in just a few years will surely swallow up this meadow. Nick Connolly, DW Kiev.